I want some of that now, you bastard.
Opinions and more from around the world. You're listening to Retro Gaming Roundup, the center for your retro gaming universe.
Make sure that we edit that out.
A little better. Still a funny voice, though.
With a weird accent.
A strange accent. It's like American, only slower. I'd be like, hold on, motherfucker.
I'm done waffling. I've made
you
my decision.
Waffled?
Dude, we picked, one of us picks Burger Time like on every single top 10 that there is.
Well, listeners, this is our... What month is this, by the way? So that's what we're here today to do.
And I'll have to start off by saying that any game that requires you to drop a load, I'm all over it. I don't know. None of the guys I've played with were ever that great at it. They weren't that great, being on either side. So all the Scots got in.
Which means only two of yours, Will.
Shit. There's no way you can knock any of my four out, dude. No way.
You know Scott's going to call you gay for liking a game with that name, don't you?
I know. I need to start thinking about that before I make my picks. So again, it's up to me.
In your September podcast, you said...
And Scott didn't call me gay once. I don't like your decision or the way you arrived at it.
Well, I have to vote it out because we put Fuck Congo off. Bongo in. And my and I have an extremely better argument than UK does for a
extremely
couple of
better.
Well, contrary to popular opinion, I love castles and shit. I even like a nice chateau now and then.
That's it. That's me, the unintellect.
Please tell me you took a running kick and kicked him right in the fucking ass.
I know, I should have.
So right, I don't know if the game's any good. It could be...
It sucked.
It could be the best pinball ever. It could be a shitty pinball, okay? So apparently...
I'm not sure. One of us should know this, I think, though, huh?
Don't tell SoCal, because he'll tell the internets.
Yeah,
he will.
Oh,
Jesus. Well, there was only 51 questions, so how could I have 37 out of 100?
Yeah, we're doing news while you've been fucking about with a quiz.
Oh, yes.
Uneducated, post-high school, lazy... Good for nothing, dumb son of a bitch, kid.
This is the one where he says, I can't read Japanese, but this video is fucking awesome.
Dude, and he goes, are you guys ready for some football? And all he wants to hear is, yeah! And he gets,
fuck yeah!
That's so gay. He's gonna run down the field, and you gotta stop that motherfucker. I get that, okay? But why did the other 10 guys jump on top and start rubbing around? Just because his broad brings him a margarita doesn't give him the fucking right to disappear from the news.
Michael, the game's about to start.
I can't can't believe this is real. He's actually walking out on the show for a goddamn game.
We'd have been done by now if we would have been talking about this.
Whatever, girlfriend.
As we're on the show here, okay, I'm sitting here counting out bullets to calm my nerves. And then he goes and saunters off the margarita to watch the fucking game. The Constitution of the United States, after we gave England the old heave-ho.
And threw the tea into the sea.
There is no way. There just, it cannot be.
Essentially, what you have is Jay Leno holding a lemur, hurling oranges at Ronald McDonald.
It's Jay Leno.
It is Jay Leno. Holy shit.